release something to us. He'd been doing 119 songs, and please forgive me, we're way out of time, but next week we would do it differently. Everybody will have their time, but I had to release that teaching.
We must have needed it.
You need it.
That's it.
I had to release it, okay? Go ahead, David.
You know, I just want to say, this has been a good day up in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to ask Brother Thurston to come on and bring the Word of life to us. And we'll go with Psalm 119 next week. Amen.
All right. That's the Holy Ghost. Okay, now that 119 he taught last week. Psalm 119 was just
awesome.
And so, David. You got, I was going to say, you have just 5 minutes or two.
You're just going to get a little more.
I think David did want to say, don't you, David?
We need it.
All right.
Go ahead, because we got this. Anyway.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're gonna pick up where we left off last week with the in the Holy Spirit book. She was Fuchsia Pickett is a blessing, I tell you. We talked about Job last week.
Okay, blow your trumpet.
We talked about Job last week, and also she talked about a couple she knew who lost their daughter. And as we endeavor to know God and go forward, we're also at war, and the enemy tries to do things to change our focus.
Say that again.
As we endeavor to get to know God and love God and go forward in Him, doing His will, we're also at war. And this war is different than anything we've ever seen. Everybody that loves God, they're on heaven's side. And those who love the world, they do the works of darkness. And those works tries to encroach into our life. And we have to, as we are steadfast and unmovable, we can always abound. Now, Job went through something that God showed us a lot of facts when you read the book of Job. Now, remember, Job was not under the law. He lived before Moses gave man the law. God didn't give man the law until he proved he needed it. Men operated by conscience.
Yes, the dispensation of conscience.
The dispensation of conscience. It was a better dispensation. But the law, people got so hard in their heart that their conscience was seared. And remember, the Jews they lived in Egypt. And everybody has persuasion. You got to understand, everybody has that. Just like a planet has gravity, everybody has persuasion. And they were under the leadership of the Egyptians. They were under the rule of the Egyptians. They didn't want to be under the rule of the Egyptians, but they were. And they learned they were good at obeying, but not at trusting, because the vision that they had were the evil rulers of the world. And they always accused God of being the same way. Only a few people got it. When we see the Lord, when we look at Him, we get to know Him for Himself. And we receive Him. We receive the light of His Word, the love of His Word. Jesus taught His disciples to wash each other's feet, because He was showing them the way of God. The way of the world, no, Jesus, you don't wash it. You don't act like a servant. You know, that's the way of darkness. That's Satan's way. Satan puts on the air of I'm better than everybody else and everybody should worship me. But God is the greatest servant. He made everything and all people and all angels in the first place. You can't get a greater servant. Satan just, he was beautiful, and he had wisdom, and he desired worship because he was looking at his beauty and his wisdom. His focus changed, so he did too. The way we get back to the heart of God.
So you're saying his focus changed and turned on him instead of your focus on God.
Yeah, Satan, Lucifer's focus was on Lucifer. And that's how the world operates. I'm important. I'm more important
worship
than you.
Me.
That's just, yeah, worship. That's crazy. That's the monster. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They can't be satisfied, and they can't be controlled. So he turned into Satan. He became something he never, you know, that should not have ever existed. But his persuasion pulled in everything that was about to fall. So he was repurposed. We even see Christ letting him out after 1,000 years of him of Christ reigning. He let Satan out to attempt whatever he can, because everything that was about to fall will follow him. It's so there are wheat and there are tares. Wheat love God's will. Tares love what Satan loves. Tares love what Satan loves. They want attention. They want the power. They want the glory. And when that happens, that's the fall. When people are that way, that persuasion is a fallen persuasion. But when you love God, you have a resurrected persuasion. You have the life of God in you. And so
when you get your worship right. Worship's only for God, period.
Worship is only for God. That's
God
true worship.
Knows that.
In spirit
and
in truth.
It destroys you if you start putting it on another person or receiving it yourself or a thing or yourself, letting other people do it.
Right.
So God knows that. That's totally what destroys the angel that's in there heaven doing all the praise and worship.
So, and worship, true worship is in spirit, and it's real. It's real. It's just like the communion Mary was talking about. It's from the heart.
Amen. You have to put the heart in there.
Mm-hmm. If without the heart in it, it's not real.
Yeah.
Everything is of the heart.
Yeah. With God.
And that's how
it's
we live.
It's not a mental thing.
No, it's not a mental thing. But the world can't stop it, so it tries to change your focus. The world is always trying to change our focus.
Amen. Well,
yeah, it wants us to conform to them.
Yeah. And they
that's
have.
Good. That's good.
That's just like this.
They're changing the focus to conform to them.
Yeah, they use media as one of the ways.
It's a constant thing.
You know, what is it? What is it they're calling?
Subliminal message.
No. Where they want everybody to think like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it they, what do you call it?
Brainwashing?
No,
it's
But
you know,
it,
like you can't say Merry Christmas because
political
correctness.
Well, they don't want God in their thinking. It's just like the first generation of Noah, before Noah.
Yeah.
They knew who God was.
Yeah.
They knew what he stood for. They had conscience, but they hated it. They came to a point, with the help of the giants and the fallen angels, they came to a point that they hated God.
Big time.
And they did not want God in their thinking, and they had bloodlust. They wanted to kill.
Such a good job with the media, because the media have people thinking that they need the world government.
Yeah.
Our government was on his shoulders.
Yes.
Well, we know the world; they're not gonna get what we need. But I get so distraught by believers not understanding that this government that they talking about up there in that White House is not your government, believer. Go back to the word.
Yeah. Be transformed.
Yeah.
It
also
have
to understand.
And you have to pray for your office.
God ordained civil government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was instituted by the Lord. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to rule.
I totally agree.
It was theocracy. He wanted to rule.
Yeah.
But
that's
man
why
took him out. They don't put him in there.
So we're supposed to pray for our leaders.
But man don't want him. But man don't want him in there, because if he's in there, then they got to do it right.
And the people going to find out that, hey, when I honor God, I ain't going to be hungry. I don't have to beg bread. I don't have to worry about this and that and how.
Well, first you got to love God for that to be true. And when we do, you got to understand the attack is coming, but don't be afraid of it. You don't have to bow down to the attack of the enemy.
It is going to come if you don't conform to them and their ways.
Yeah, it's come because they hate it.
Yeah.
But that's why in ministry.
They want communism. They want us all bad.
I listened to a prophecy of Kenneth Hagin the year I was born in 1963. And he talked about how atheist communism would, he saw the United States and he saw the darkness, you know, come to like a dark hand coming over the nation. And that's where the racial division came from. That's where the division, you know, they wanted prayer out of school. And they did this at a time of prosperity after World War II when, see, our country didn't get all bombed up. We still have 110 votes. Europe has 220, it's better. Well, our country didn't get bombed. We had the factories that we were making weapons. Now we're making more cars. We're just prospering. And when people eat, and when they prosper, they want to play. And so that was a persuasion.
They want to forget where that came from.
And they forget. But that was the World War II generation went to church. I know a man that had a cleaners, and he had a thriving business until around the mid-70s. They people stopped going to church, and they stopped getting their clothes clean because they stopped going to church. Mm-hmm. And then he took all that, the equipment that he had, ran on steam. You know, in the 50s and 60s, when he was thriving, he put it in a room about as big as these tables. He had all that equipment in there. And he was piddling just a few clothes every now and then, you know, just enough to crank it up, and he was barely making it. But that business reflected the condition of the world, how people, how things went south.
And then that's when the economy started fluctuating bad.
Yeah, this was
back in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm. This was in 1988 when this business.
The recession of 88.
Yeah. And it. When people turn from God, things happen. They make people are gonna always make choices. But when you're in Him, you make holy choices. And your influence becomes like Him. As you grow, so does your influence, so does your advice, so does your persuasion. Everybody's gonna do this. You're gonna make decisions. People make about 1,000 decisions a day. Now, whether they will, if you're focused on the Lord, what's going to happen over time? The Lord taught me this. Over time, you're going to persuade people godly. You don't even know it. But if you go lukewarm, if you take the lukewarm route, now what happened to your advice? What happens to your persuasion? What happens to your character? All of it goes according to what's in your heart. One thing that everybody has in common, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
Whether it's good or whether it's evil. Mm-hmm. And when, so if you, the way to beat the system, the easy way to beat the system is look at Him. Enjoy Him.
Amen.
Lord, what do you want me to do today? That takes all the pressure off. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been in ministry since 1987. And I've done it all, every kind of way you can think. And I tried to put pressure on myself to do these things. And the business of ministry. And after a while, one day I went to my mom's house and we were talking about Revelation. And we just had a good time, me and Gail. And we were talking about Revelation. People were asking questions. And I realized something. I said, this is how church is supposed to be. And I seen pastors trying to grow the church. They get frustrated because things don't work. And they get in a misery. And I said, wait a minute, that's not how church is supposed to be.
And if they grow, if they get these mega, you know, and get them grow, and if it's not built on true foundation,
it's gonna fall.
People in there doing all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it's not. It's not what you, yeah. I decided something.
The Lord is not building a house.
If the Lord don't build a house, they labor in vain. And the labor costs the same as whether you do it God's way or the wrong way. It's still labor. So I made a decision. I said, Lord, I'm going to enjoy you. Ministry is going to be ministry. I'm going to enjoy your presence. I said, I want to do what's in your heart.
So ministry going to come out of relationship
with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that's a man I love to listen to. Hero, a blessing, general. Henry Gruber.
Yeah, buddy.
You like him? I like him too. I send y'all YouTube videos of him. And I was listening to how he started prayer walking yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he saw a lot of Pentecostal people grow up poor. And the kids would pick cotton just to buy things they need. He said, I love you, Lord. I don't want to live like that. He said, I want to finish college. I want to, you know, I want to raise a family. That was important. He just like I was. I saw a cartoon. I saw a cat that was broke. And then all that was in the house was a mouse. And the mouse got away. And he just tightened his belt. I said, I'm going to work. I'm not going to be like him, like that cat. I said, I'm going to work. So that was decided when I was a child. I decided of my own accord. But when you look out at ministry, things that happen to people that love God, you want your life to go right. That's what Henry Gruber did. And he made a vow. He said, Lord, if you'll help me finish college and get a good job, he said, I will do whatever you want me to do. And the Lord blessed him in his career. But when he was 18, he was still in school. He said, Lord, I want to go to church. I can't go to church in the middle of the week anymore. He said, I want to pass out tracts every night. He said, if you'll help me do all this, I'll pass out tracts. And that's where it started. It, make a long story short, he was going to pass out 100 tracts every Saturday night. And he had a two-hour window where he could do it, but the Lord helped him. And the Lord said, you're afraid to tell people about me, aren't you? He said, yeah, I am. He said, take go with peace and a song and pass out tracts. And that's how it started. That's how he started prayer walking. And the Lord told him, he said, if you don't have peace and a song, don't do it. Go where there's peace and a song. And that's how the Lord led him to where he should go. This took the pressure out of his ministry. He would sing a song and he enjoyed the peace. And when he'd go down the street, and if he didn't sense the peace, he'd go back where he sensed the peace. So he ended up going back to where a bar was. And then a man came out and picked a fight with him. And this drew a crowd. And out of the bar, a man came that was about to go and kill himself. He was going to jump in front of a train and kill himself. And that's where the peace was. And he ended up ministering to that man, getting him saved. That's how he learned. He started following the peace, and the Lord sent him to people that were hungry. As he walked the nations, he even led our Prince Diana to the Lord. If you listen to his testimonies, you listen to him.
Did you hear the one where he went to the place where there was no peace, and God had told him, I didn't tell you to go there, and he stayed sick in his truck for 4 days, couldn't get out of the truck. Wow. Because he disobeyed God.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one yet, but I will send it to me.
You say Princess Diana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He led her to the Lord.
Yeah. When she was still married to Prince Charles.
I don't know if any of you have heard of the Passion Translation of the Bible. It's only the New Testament Psalms and Proverbs, but it's the best interpretation I have ever read. Mm-hmm. But this is Psalm 94. Whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight.
Wow, that sounds nice.
Read it again and read it a little loud.
Okay, the other thing I wanted to let you know is that their footnotes, it gives you the Arabic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Aramaic and the, what was the other language? In the Greek. It gives you both
Hebrew.
In the footnotes. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes there was a little nuance. Mm-hmm. It starts, when I screamed out, Lord, I am doomed. Your fiery love was stirred, and you raced to my rescue. Whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight.
Whoa.
Wow. What Psalm is that?
That's awesome.
This is Psalm 94, 19.
94, 19.
this is a literal translation, and when it's a little nuanced, the difference between English and Greek and Aramaic, it will give you in the footnotes those notes to tell you what it really means.
What happened to Henry Gruber?
Dear Stephanie, that's the Holy Ghost keeping it real.
Yeah. What happened to Henry Gruber is he was following the peace. That's how, that's the revelation, that's the kind of revelation I receive about following God. When you follow him, you're following the peace. Kenneth Hagin taught the way you, being led by the Holy Spirit, you follow the peace. You have a peace on the inside. Go with it. That's going to make the difference. It's going to take you where you need it. It's going to take you to where people want to hear.
You get that, Stephanie?
Everybody, God knows every soul you see. Sometimes I see people, I say, I wish I could just preach right now. But there's no anointing for it. So in the day, I said, well, Lord, sometimes there are people that really want, if they want to hear from you, if I can say something, make a difference, help me do it. And sometimes there are people that come up and they start to come, they want to talk, but they don't just talk about what they came to talk about. Sometimes they just talk, they'll do a basic conversation to, we're both alone and other people are gone, then they'll tell me whatever they wanted. Well, the Lord will give me revelation in those moments. But everybody's not that way. Everybody don't, your character is preaching. Your character is always preaching. When you treat people right, when you don't lust after women, when you do the right thing, when you live a life of integrity, your character is preaching. Mm-hmm. You can say you're a full-time preacher if you live the character of God, because your character is doing the work. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a police uniform. I was watching the police show, Blue Bloods. He said, actually, the uniform does the work. Your presence.
Yeah.
You know,
as soon as you see a cop.
Yeah, they put a blue light on 78, and the traffic, you can see it afar, everybody just slow down.
Yeah, as soon as you see the car. Yeah. Start seeing the lights come on, they're slowing down.
Yeah, it's a box with blue lights on it. It's not going to give you a ticket, but when people see the blue light, they just slow down.
So that's the reason he tells them to put on the whole armor of God, or the armor of light.
When you can't tell people personally about Jesus, your character doing the work. Mm-hmm. And I was going to get to Stephen, where she wrote about the martyr's grace. Stephen, he was all in.
Kind of say that for
next week. Yeah, I will. I'll pick up that next week. When he was looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. Mm-hmm. And this is how we live. In ministry, so many people come with so many needs. And those things can change your focus. It's not always worldly things that change your focus. Sometimes blessings can change your focus. But you have to determine to look at him, your relationship with him. Not what's wrong, not what's right, not what's better. Your relationship with him. And follow the peace. And you're gonna make noise.
Comes out of relationship.
Pastor Jim said that you're gonna start a revival or a riot. But stay in the peace. Even if you start the riot, stay in the peace. And use the wisdom of God. All right.
Read one. This is also in Psalms 94. Their evil plans will boomerang back unto them. Yep. Every plot they hatch will simply seal their own doom.
Amen.
For you, my God, you will destroy them, giving them what they deserve. For you are my true tower of strength, my safe place, my hideout, my true shelter.
Whoa.
What's the name? Did you say that? It's called the Passion Translation.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Where did you get yours from? You can get them from the carpenter shop. You can order them online.
Now, you know, I'm going to close with this. What she just read, in David's day, when he wrote those psalms, David wanted to destroy his enemies.
Yeah. Remember, God, you're thinking to take the book, name out of the book of life.
No, he told him to throw him in the hell of
life. In hell of life.
Remember, David was in defense attack mode.
Yeah.
He was on attack defense mode. He was protecting the covenant. They were trying to stop it. The whole world system was trying to stop it. So that's why he prayed that way. We have redemption. So the people that's attacking us, mm-hmm. we can use our shield of faith, mm-hmm. treat them in love, mm-hmm. get them saved, mm-hmm. and love them anyway. We're going to love them whatever they do. You can turn off all the works of the darkness. Whatever people are plotting, sometimes I just say, Satan, whatever you got planned against me, you can't use it. In Jesus' name. And it stops. When people are working against you, tell Satan you can't use them in Jesus' name. Keep living the character of God. Keep praying for them. You can get your human enemies saved and stop the spiritual enemies. Because it's done. All right. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your patience and your the heart of your word, the meaning of your word. Help us to fill our hearts with your word and follow the peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Okay, I won't be teaching in First Secrets class next Sunday, so things will resume.